On the brand new Listener app, listen anytime, anywhere. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we're joined by one of our favourites and one of the Triple M footy family in Perth.
Our next guest is an AFL Premiership player with the Hawks.
Here is Ellis in front of the big ones at the punt right, and he's got it! They've hit the front, the Hawks!
These days, you can hear him on Perth's 92.9 Triple M,
where he occasionally likes to dig at Andrew Embley.
Would you rather be a Brownlow medalist and zero premierships, or win a premiership and zero Brownlows?
The day you retire, I mean, you catch up with the guys every 5 to 10 years.
Well, you've only got three that aren't in jail, so it's a bit different.
Please welcome Xavier Ellis.
And in that grand final, Bill, started like a German band.
I know.
Half time, he was your Norm Smith medalist.
I had to get the record out and see who number eight was.
Then after that, dropped off. But good to that. X, welcome to you.
Yeah, I dropped off after that because bloody Bomber Thompson probably sent Cameron Ling to me or something. He realised it was getting out of hand.
Hey, X, I'm just reading here. Geez, you're busy for a chubby ex-footballer. You're doing the Triple M Breakfast Show. You're doing Dead Set Legends. He's got his own beer podcast, Jim. Yes. Triple M Special Comments and Channel 7 Boundary Rider.
Yeah, mate. Two kids. So I try and avoid them as best I can. So enjoying it. The Triple M new to Perth. So I love getting involved as much as possible.
The latest beer podcast you did with David Hale, old hair hat. Has he got rid of that or is he still clinging to it?
Oh, no, it's gone. I mean, there's that story about him on the back of the biscuit one day, and it was flapping around like a mud flap on the back of a car, poor old Haley. But I actually went around there to record it, and he said to me, oh, X, can you – I just moved houses. He said, X, can you see what's next door for me? I put my head over, and it's a massive weed bloody plantation. I don't know why he thought I'd be interested in it. But
That's Fremantle for you, Bill. When you're down that way, there's some weird stuff.
A bit different, a little bit different.
Weird stuff. Stay out of there, X. You're a clean-cut boy. You don't want to head down to Freo. You would have played a bit with Haley, wouldn't you?
Yeah, good mates with Dave. So I used to live on the Kensington side of the city, so there was only him and I. The Hawthorn boys, because we couldn't afford to live in Hawthorn, so we went towards Kensington and, we teamed up on that side of the city.
Hey, how's the rush hour going over there with Lockie Reed and Embers? And Embers tries to do a joke every day. How's that go?
It runs flat. He doesn't talk a lot of sense, Embers, but you give him the discount from 0506. I'm not sure it's fully operating at the moment, Embers.
You heard his jokes, Jim. They are dad jokes.
Well, are those bad as yours?
No, they're worse.
Worse. Two teams over there, X... They're very, very good when they play at Optus Stadium, and they're very, very bad when they play anywhere else.
No, you've summed it up well, mate. The Eagles have had a few injuries, and so do Freo. But and I know West Coast are on a little bit of a run at the moment, but they have only beaten Hawthorn, North, and Adelaide in that little run. So we're chalking up the wins, but they're not really beating a lot. And Fremantle are on a losing streak with Sydney. Port Adelaide and Western Bulldogs to come. So it could be a tough stretch for both sides, but not really sure. There's light at the end of the tunnel with Elliot Yeo, potentially talk coming back to maybe this week or the week after, and then Shuey's probably one or two after that.
But what is it, X? It's not a new thing. I mean, West Coast obviously won the premiership in 18, so they must have won some games on the road. But if you take the sample over the last decade... Both of these clubs have had, you know, Freo were in a grand final 2014, I think it was, and yet their ability to win at home is extraordinary, but as soon as they travel, it more than any other state's teams, the WA teams seem to struggle.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I can't put a finger on it. I think early days before up the stadium, there was a bit of the excuse that the ground was completely opposite to what they've been playing on at the MCG, but I'd also say the record at Western Australia when teams come to Optus isn't very good either. So
have to do that once.
Yeah, I know. No, I couldn't agree anymore. They've tried different things and sending players on different days and whatnot. But, I just think they need to get their best players on the park to be able to travel and win.
That
otherwise,
would help.
The younger guys probably don't handle the pressure too well, I guess, when they travel as much.
Hey, did you say Elliot Yeo might play next week? Because he's been out for 2 years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. So, potentially next week or definitely in 2 weeks' time. Gee. So, they own the Broken Hill pub over here where I've been spending a little bit of time, Bill. And
Broken Hill?
Yeah, they used to call it the Broken Nose. So, I used to go there, get a few blues and go home. But, they reckon definitely in 2 weeks. So, he's won two best and fairest, won the BNF the year that they won the flag as well. So, maybe a little bit of out of sight, out of mind over East, but he's an absolutely spectacular footballer.
What about Luke Shuey? You mentioned him also, but did they try something different this time?
No, it's funny. I've had a couple of chats with Boots that probably wasn't the worst thing in the world. I know missing 10 weeks sucks, but he was on a roller coaster ride of in for one, out for two, in for two, out for three.
Yep.
So this is just giving him a big chunk of the season where he can not only get his hamstring and his calf right, but get everything in order. So, yeah, I think, you know, you're going to look back and go, he's missed 10 games. But I reckon in 10 weeks' time, he's going to be peak Luke Shuey. We're going to see the best out of him.
Known as Boots because of Shuey on your booty.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And famously, we'd do a shoey wherever you'd ask me. So, at the cricket, at a ballroom, at a school formal, you'd fill his shoe up with piss and knock it over.
Now, what's this losing weight I see here, X? There's a very unflattering photo of you with a mini West Coast jumper on and some real bad lolly bags and a big guts. What is this?
Yeah, no, it's one of those ones where Triple M's a new brand and you're out of contract and they say, hey, mate, we need you on a coaster. And you say, put me on it. No dramas. But it's one of those, and Bill, you'd sympathise with me. When you sit down to do number twos these days, you're kind of guessing where it is. There's a fair bit of weight that curls over the top.
Bill?
No. Don't know what he's talking about, Jim. Got no idea. Zav, it was good to see Ben Cousins play on the weekend.
Yeah, great. Big news over here. He's sort of, I'm sure you read on the websites and stuff, he pops up a fair bit for not so good reasons.
Yeah.
And he's had the haircut. He's playing footy. He's out of prison. He actually looked $1 million. So, you know, people who know him really well, Embers, I saw Woosha last night. And, you know, you're hearing good things about Ben. Obviously, he's, you know, one step forward, two steps back at times. So hopefully it's just small steps. But Queen's Park, he's going to pull the boots on again this week. And, I think the request from his kids and stuff were to cut his hair and, you know, look like that again. Yeah, and that's stuff. And he looks like Ben Cousins again, which is great. And he's got 2 million people rooting for him over here. So, fingers crossed. It's a story that takes the right track now.
From Lake's entrance, our man. How often are you back there, please, X?
Well, the grandpa's 90th is coming up, and I'm sort of struggling to answer the phone when Mum rings me at the moment. So it's been a while.
It's a long way.
What is it?
Drive.
Three and a half, four from here?
Five or something.
Yeah, four, and we're the next town on. We're Lake Tyce Beach. She's got the pub and the general store. So, mate, it's too much of an effort, to be honest with you. And when Mark McGowan closed the borders, as much as I hated it, at least it gave me an excuse.
And number three in the 2005 draft. So it went Mark Murphy. Oh, he's been a star, isn't he? 250.
Don't name the players around me, Bill. Don't. It's embarrassing.
Dale Thomas is a great player.
Very good. Premiership player. Well, so is X. Premiership player.
Was he?
Yes.
When?
We just discussed this before.
Hey, Bill, I'll sit down with you one day and we'll watch it. You commentated it. I've actually still got a numb foot. I kicked it that many times.
I would suggest that you in your one grand final touched the ball more than Bill did in four.
Yeah, well, Chris Scott got Billy down to speak to the players about being shit in grand finals at the end of last season. So, I was worried about you and your cashies, Billy, there for a while, but I heard you on the payroll down there just mentoring a couple of the losers.
Well, you know what I did do one year? Went to the 1994 West Coast reunion,
you did,
didn't I?
As a member of the opposition team.
And got paid for it. I went to their reunion over in Perth. Mouse got me to go to that. No, I got paid. Thank you very much.
I saw Woosha last night. He's around town. Bill, I would have recommended falling into line when Woosh is around. He's still got that firm handshake on him.
Oh, mate, he was scared of me. Oh,
I've seen that picture of you against the Hawks.
X, great work you're doing everywhere, as Bill said. We're loving watching it from afar. Enjoy everything that's coming up.
Good on you, boys. Love listening to you. So thanks for the call. Speak to you soon.